Chef's Challenge.
There is such a sense of excitement in the hospitality industry. From Monday, chefs and back of house and floor staff can do what they enjoy doing, having people in the restaurant. And one of those is Anna Ugarte-Corral, joins us on the line. Are you fangin' for the first moment that the restaurant opens?
Yeah, it's a mixture. I think I'm seesawing between extreme anxiety and a lot of excitement. Yeah, I'm ready. What's new?
You've been working over the last 3 months, but you've been doing very part-time and different work, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, for the first month or so, we did some at-home meals and takeaway from the pub, and then we just decided to call it. But I think that was for the best. We, all of our staff, we were channeled to some of the other venues. I was working over at the Oxford Tavern, which was quite nice. Bit of change of scenery.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're just doing a couple of days a week just to keep us by. But I've been working as well just on the menu and stuff here. It's been nice to have a bit of time to think about it. Because when we opened initially, I had about 4 days in the kitchen between it finishing, it being renovated, and us opening the doors. So having some time has been a bit quite special.
It's a bit of a luxury. Chefs don't often get that month to completely compile a menu.
No, I know. And, you don't really want to say that time off is like a good thing, because it was definitely bad in general, but it was nice to have a little bit of breathing room and a little bit of time.
And yeah. Does it affect the new menu very much? What can we expect?
It's the same thematically. We actually did part of our takeaway offering at the Fitz was we just decided to call it Spanish tapas for fun. So I did a bit of Spanish cooking, which was nice. And I think it's a little bit more Spanish influence, which is interesting. We're just, there's a few, the seasons change, seasons are changing, so vegetables are different. But I want to keep it a secret as well.
And so Monday you're open for pub food and upstairs at the restaurant?
Yes, same as usual. So downstairs, pubs open from 12 every day, but upstairs, Monday to Thursday, is dinner, and then lunch, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And we're fully booked on Monday night and Friday and Saturday.
Still in the smallest kitchen in the world.
Yeah, it's pretty shiny. I've got all four chefs coming in to prep tomorrow, and I don't know where we're all going to fit, but yeah, it's fun.
Anna Ugarte-Corral taking the chef's challenge from the old Fitz, like so many other chefs, just eager to open on Monday. Listening away to the providors there, some nice stuff to work with.
Yeah, I mean, springtime is, as we all know, is veritable abundance. All the vegetables sound amazing. No, that's what I've been eating the most of. Yeah, it's perfect.
Are you a twice peeler of broad beans or...
Knew you were going to ask that. Yes. I mean, depends. I think usually yes. I mean, the eating experience is so much more pleasurable if you go through that.
It is. I just don't have a kitchen hand to get them to do that. So there we are. What would you like to do?
You just got to get quicker.
That's it. What would you like to do for us on this Saturday morning?
Well, artichokes are an all-time fave, and every time they're in, and they also, I think this is what I've said before, but anything that's truly seasonal is super special, and you should just do with it as much as you can. So artichokes, I would make probably a beautiful salad, artichoke barigoule, which is kind of a way of stewing artichokes where you peel them, which you should watch a YouTube video how to do if you don't know how to do, because it's hard to explain. And then make like a mirepoix kind of, so like carrots, fennel, onion, shallots and garlic, and you kind of sweat it out in a bit of oil.
Yep.
And once they're soft and tender but not caramelized, you add your peeled artichokes back in, and then over the top you pour some wine and chicken stock or vegetable stock and a little bit of water.
Yeah.
Cover and just simmer really slowly until you can just pierce them with a knife and they're soft, and then take them out and season them and put them in a salad or something like that, which is what I would do.
Yeah.
I'd probably do one with, it's very springtime, artichokes, asparagus, some double shelled broad beans, as you love so much. You can make a really beautiful vinaigrette. You can make a really beautiful vinaigrette with the cooking liquid, where you just take it from the pot once you're done and strain it and just reduce it. It gets quite sweet. You can either make like a beurre blanc, which is where you whisk cold butter into it, or you could turn it into a vinaigrette with a little bit of vinegar and more olive oil.
Wow.
For dressing of a salad, yeah, it's springtime.
That puts my boiling in water to shame.
It's quite traditional. It takes a little bit more time, but it's definitely worth it. And that cooking liquor, no matter what you do with it, you can add it to a soup, you can, whatever you want, it's delicious.
And chef tip, do you cut the choke out before you simmer or boil?
Yes, I do.
You do. You don't do it afterwards.
Yeah. No, and when you're peeling them, you need to make sure you have a bowl of water, acidulated water next to you, so with some lemon juice and stuff, so because that will stop them from going brown.
Oh, beautiful. What do you call those? What sort of artichokes? Varigol?
Artichoke Varigol.
There we are, from Anna Ugarte Corral, taking the chef's challenge. What else have those ingredients appealed to you?
Well, by the sound of it, meat's just off the cards. I know I've been dealing with a lot of that recently. It's just ridiculous. It's been, everyone knows it's been on the rise for about a year, but we're seeing the detriments of drought and then COVID. So I'm just not even going to try with meat. But red mullet, I can never go past red mullet. It's a perfect little fish. Bit annoying to deal with. If you can find bigger ones, bigger the better. I mean, the little ones are quite sweet, but just in terms of prepping them, it's a lot easier, the bigger ones. I like to take them scaled but and gutted, but just whole, and fillet them, and then make, then kind of just like lightly roast the bones and make a really light stock, so with some leek and carrot and stuff. Strain it, reduce it a little bit, and then get your fillets. And if you can be bothered pin bone them, it's worth it, or you can just cut the bones out. And then just poach the fillets in the stock. You can add a little bit of unsmoked paprika. I really like that. Or saffron. Saffron's nice as well. And it's just a really beautiful springtime summer fish soup, because the fish is so flavorful on its own. I don't really think it needs too much more. If it's in the late summer, I like to add some little peeled tomatoes as well.
Oh, beautiful. Because that would give it a nice little sweetness. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Bread and butter, glass of wine. Yum. So good.
Artichokes on the side. Sounds absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
All the best from Monday. Great to see you and so many other places reopening. I would imagine amongst all your colleagues there's a sense of excitement.
Yeah, excitement. Yeah, it's going to be good. I'm ready. We're all ready.
Well,
so, need to tap in at some point.
Have a great one. And Anna Ugarte Corral, thank you for taking the Chef's Challenge.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me.